This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Bacher.
To be honest, we've been together for such a long time. I think the whole group feels like family, really.
Kate Ashby, one of three sopranos in the Choral Chamber Ensemble Stile Antico, means that figuratively and literally. Kate and two of her sisters are among the 12 singers who make up this ensemble. The group formed when most of the members were students at Cambridge University, so they've been together for a long time.
We turned professional in 2005, so we're celebrating 10 years of being a professional ensemble this season. And we've just released our 10th disc for Harmonia Mundi, which is a programme of Christmas music from Flemish countries and Germany, and it's full of some wonderful Renaissance polyphony.
The term stile antico literally means in old style. This ensemble specializes in music of the 16th and 17th centuries, which according to Kate is a perfect fit for them.
It is by nature very democratic music. All the voices are equally involved. It's the beauty of the way the parts weave in and out and how they interact is how the magic unfolds.
At the heart of this magical new Christmas disc, titled A Wondrous Mystery, is a work that's rarely heard.
It's based on a mass by a wonderful Flemish composer called Clemens non Papa, because there was a Pope Clement at the time. He was known as Clemens non Papa, not the Pope, although apparently it seems to have been an ironic nickname that he was apparently very unpriestly in his behaviour, so I think it wasn't. There was no danger of him really being mistaken for the Pope. His mass is a fantastic reinterpretation of his motet, so it's what's known as a parody mass. It's based on a motet that he wrote for Christmas about the shepherds seeing the angel telling people that Jesus would be born. The Kyrie in some ways is my favourite movement in that it feels so different from the motet. Using that musical material, he creates a completely different atmosphere for the Kyrie. So it's Lord have mercy on us. And it's quite an extended mass movement and full of prayerfulness and humility, completely different in feeling from the motet in many ways. The Gloria is a much more upbeat movement, which has more similarity to the motet. And the Credo is just full of lots and lots of inventive twists and turns as he goes through the whole setting of the Creed, the longest text in the Mass.
Kate says it was common during the Renaissance for composers to intersperse familiar carols throughout the sacred sounds of the Mass. This helped to enhance the Christmas atmosphere.
So it makes it amazingly festive, and you have this rather austere plain chant and then polyphony, and then suddenly you get this joyful carol.
O Wondrous Mystery with Stile Antico. It's a new recording that closes very serenely with a movement from the centerpiece of this new release, the Mass by Clemens non Papa.
The Agnus Dei is often the movement that inspired the most beautiful polyphony in Renaissance composers, and I think this Agnus Dei is equally beautiful. I always find it unusually short given the length of some of the other movements. It creates this beautiful sense of peace at the end, which is lovely.
O Wondrous Mystery by Stile Antico, bringing you peace during this holiday season. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher.